Here we go. Five short ideas for Parsha Tetzave, Purim, Shushan Purim, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Lunish Billy and Nishmas, my wife's grandmother, Rachel Parabas of Moshe. First idea comes to us from Nor Chaim HaKadosh. Nor Chaim HaKadosh says an opening pasuk to our Parsha of Atta, Tetzave Spinei Yisrael, Yilchay Lech Hashem and Zayi Zoch, Kazuz Lamor, Lalas Ner Tomid. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Benu, Atta Tetzave, you should command Kla Yisrael, you should take the Shem and Zayis. But Nor Chaim HaKadosh wants to explain that Tetzave is not just a lotion of command, but tzitzav is a lotion of his chabrus. It's a lotion of connecting. It's a lotion of bringing together. Shetischab in bnei Yisrael, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, tzari alf malachav yitzavelach. That at the end of the day, tzitzav doesn't mean command, but it means to connect. It's to be connector. And says the Rechaim, Cho adam Yisrael, shmechol deros yish nitzos mimoshe Rabbeinu. Every single Jew in all generations has a nitzos of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu inside every single Jew. And that is Va'ata Tetzaves B'nai Yisrael. That you should command that every single Jew should connect Tetzaves, that they should feel their Pintel Yid. They should feel who they are. Like the Chiddush Rim tells us that every single Jew has something called a Muggin of Rum, a Pintel Yid, that no sin could ever touch. And this is exactly what the Pacha Yitzchak writes on Purim and Inyan Ches. Rav Hunner is famous for all his Torahs, but the ones on Purim are always the most delicious. In my opinion, Pacha Yitzchak, you think is Purim, you think of Purim. Quotes the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin. And one of the Amorim says over to the Ribbono Shel, you know, Ribbono Shel, we want to do your will, but what gets in the way? Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzoncha. We want our will down deep. We want to do your will. So sor shivisa shiva machis. The Yitzhara and Gauls gets in the way. It says Rav Hutner, Megillas Esther, Megal the Hester, to reveal the hidden within us. Kilomer, Neskala ha'hester sharotzen ha'penimi la'asos ritzoncha. Hashem, we beg you that we should be zocha to fulfill your will, and you should realize that our will is your will. And down deep, we want to do your will. Every single down, one of us want to do the Ribbono Shel Tzav, the Pintel Yid, and that's why we nichnas on Yatzasod. We take a little bit of wine on Purim to be able to megal that rotzon, to megal that pnimis, to megal that nitzot. The Orach HaMikdash was saying that nishmas of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Magen Avraham, the Chiddush Shirim. Beautiful insight to get us started. From Orach HaMikdash, the Chiddush Shirim, and refer to moving on to Din number two. Same pasuk. Says the Or LaShemayim of Meir Apta, one of the earlier Tamidim of the Chosid of Lublin. What's his lashon of lamor la'alos? First, he goes kosis. It's got to be beaten down, and then lamor. What's kosis len lamor? So he says kosis is a lashon of beaten down, but not in a negative way, but in a humble way. Says Rav Meir Apta. Cousins, the ones who are in their own eyes, they're humble, and they have submission to their bonusham. Those are the Jews. They're going to need. They have the chizik. Those are the Jews. They're going to burn the brightest. Those are the Jews who are going to have the greatest ore. And at the end of the day, lamor, which I thought about. Don't we know? Lahudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sasa mikar. Gemara Megillah Tav Zayin Mabez tells us lahudim ha'isa ora. What's ora? Ora zutorah. At the end of the day, says the Or LaShemayim, if you want to come to the Torah, you want to come to Lamor, first it's got to be kosis, first it's got to be with anivus, first it's got to be with humility. And I thought that's pashut, exactly what Purim's all about. Kibu mash kibul kvar. We re-accepted what we accepted right at our Sinai. And we said this Torah, but we'll say it again. Kedushas Levi tells us, Moshe called kibul Torah from Sinai. He says this on his first entry on Perek Yavos. Moshe accepted the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't accept the Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Kedushas Levi, no, he understood what Torah is all about. He understood that the Torah is only a Torah when you have it with another. Moshe anav mikol Adam. The Shlei Pinchas says that Moshe and Mordechai had the same neshama, and where Haman is a Malik, Kozein and a Shoveli, that I don't have anyone bowing down to me, I have nothing. Mordechai is Moshe Rabbeinu, is the midah of Anava, is the midah of submission, and the midah of Anava. Ram is Gematria, Malik, and we're the opposite of a Malik. We're the opposite of Hai and Gaiva, and our job is to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kikibu Torah Misinai. If the whole Indian of Sinai, of Harsina, Kavasad Har Torah, as Harsina was with Anava. So Kimavash Kibul Kfar, you accepted what we are accepting, meaning we accepted the same way. We accept the Torah with Anivas. And that's exactly the whole Torah. If you want to come to Purim, Torah Shabbal Peh, it's gotta be done with Anivas, and that's exactly the word here of Mola Shemaim. Kosis, first it's gotta be Kosis. You gotta have the Anivas. And then you could come to Amor, then you come to the Torah, like Huim Ha'isa'ora, then we can come to the Bonshem's Torah. What a beautiful insight from Mola Shemaim and from the Kedushas Levi. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes a few psukim later. Chav Ches Aleph from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. the great Hasidic rabbi, Yitzchak Avorka, where Amshin have come from, Yitzchak Avorka was always very into Avos Yisrael, so this Torah is mamish his whole essence. V'ata ha'krev eilachas Aaron achicha v'espano v'itom mitoch b'nei Yisrael l'chan uli Aaron adav yavi alezav v'itomar b'nei Aaron. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, now bring your brother close and his children close. And they should be like Kohanim to all Klai Yisrael. And they go through the Bidei Kohuna. But says Yitzchak Avorka, what's the lesson of Ata Hakriv? Ata Hakriv, you should come close. Besoch Manig Yashar, and Motalas Hachoiva Alecha Leskar, and Amone Ha'am, Ata Hakriv. That the first thing that Cohen has to know, that the first thing that a Jewish leader has to know, the first thing a parent, or the first thing every Jew has to know. But first Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Kohanim, Ata Hakriv. Make sure you understand to be a kohen is oyv shalom roidiv shalom, to be like your father Aaron a kohen, to want to bring Jews closer to the Baruch Hashem. It's got to come with love and with achdus and care and commitment and concern. And that was the whole insight of the Sfas Emes. What was Haman saying? There's a mefuzer mefura. It doesn't just mean that they were scattered physically. Mefuzer mefura, they were scattered spiritually as well. They didn't care for each other. And more, when Esther, before she goes in, what's her last request to Mordechai? To tell Klai, so lech kenozes kol Yehudim, gather all the Jews together. Mishloach manos ish tereyehu. The machlokas, why we dafka have mishloach manos? We know that, I think they believe the Truma Sadeshan says, so you have food for the Suda. But when the Mordechai Zalevi tells us, it's kinei to have ahava. When you get presents, when you get food from each other, it creates love. Purim's all about love. It's all about achtas. It's all about care and commitment to each other. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. This is Ata Hakriv, Elechas Aaron Achicha. That Moshe Rabbeinu was charging Aaron. He was charging his sons and charging every single one of us. If you want to be a leader, if you want to be a Jew, it's got to start with love and concern and commitment for each other, with achtas. And that's exactly Ata Hakrev, the lashon of kirva, of coming close, and then you could come to be a kohen, and then you come to be a yid. And that's the whole essence of what Purim Zalbech Leich Kodos is called Yehudim. Beautiful insight for Yitzchak Avorka, whose whole life was the Avos Yisrael, like the famous Rav Shlomo story about the Ocean of Tears. That's a homework. Listen to the Ocean of Tears. It has to do with the Yitzchak Avorka, and that Maisa was all about Avos Yisrael. Yitzchak Avorka, beautiful Torah, and the Sfas Emes all about Achdus. Moving on to idea number 4. Adina number 4 comes to us from Yismach Moshe, another Talmud of the Chayz of Lublin. Yismach Moshe and Chav Ches Lamed Vav. Asisa Tzitz Zahav Tor, Bitachta Alav Ptuche Chosam Kodesh Lashem. And the Kohen should have the Tzitz on his head, the gold Tzitz. And it should say Kodesh Lashem on it. Rashi says how it should say Kodesh Lashem, not for now. Says Yismach Moshe, what's his idea of Chosam Kodesh Lashem? That it should be signified with Kodesh Lashem. The Jew that his signature is the chasima of the Rabbono Shem, muftach lo shiyeh kodesh l'Hashem. If a Jew is committed to be one with the Rabbono Shem, then they'll be committed to the kedusha for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zechos bechosbach shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If you're always looking for the Rabbono Shem, muftach lo shiyeh kodesh l'Hashem, then you'll be zochet to have kedusha in your life. At the end of the day, to be fully committed to the Rabbono Shem, then the Rabbono Shem will make you feel His presence as well. And this is exactly what I saw from the drishim to from the kedushas Levi. He has long drushes, but then he has stuff on Megillas Esther. If you look at the kedushas Levi, paragimel pasuk beis tavav, it says Mordechai lo yichrev lo yishtachve. Why? Ki higi lahem asher Yehudi. He told them, because tell Haman, it's because I'm a Jew. Says the Kedushas Levi, Chi lo yada Haman shemorcha yehudi. Hashuva yitzeh melech. We know at the end of the day, Mordechai said, Bashar HaMelech. At the end of the day, Haman, they knew each other very well. Haman was Mordechai's slave before. So at the end of the day, what's ki higi lehilach asher yehudi? Says the Kedushas Levi, a beautiful vort. And this is the one vort you can say at your suda, this is the vort to say. Says the Kedushas Levi, that Haman knew Mordechai, of course. And Mordechai actually had an out. He had a pass, he had a tour to not bow down to Haman. But Mordechai told Haman, the reason I'm not bowing down to you is not because I'm one of the king's generals, not because I'm one of the Shar HaMelech. I'm not bowing down to you. Ki higi lahem asher ha-Yehudi. Harotza mazeh shemordechai amar lahem mishamach mazeh ein mishach b'Haman. At the end of the day, not because I didn't have to. The commandment didn't apply to me. I was one of the Achashverosh's chevra. But you want to know, Tahoman? Ki higil Hashem al Yehudi. I'm chosim kodesh l'Hashem. Chosim kodesh l'Hashem means that I'm fully devoted to the Rabbono Shem. Not because I, Achashverosh told me I didn't have to, because the Rabbono Shem, because I'm a Yid, because I don't bow to anyone. Chosim kodesh l'Hashem. Chosim means I'm fully committed to the Rabbono Shem. Then kodesh l'Hashem, then you can feel the Rabbono Shem's presence. And that's the whole word of the Kiddush Levi here. That at the end of the day, Haman wanted Achashverosh, wanted everyone to do to bow down. Then Mordechai had the Petur, Mordechai said, no. I'm chasim to the Rabbono Shem. I'm one. I'm enwrapped. I'm one with the Rabbono Shem. And that at the end, like, Higil Hashem Yehudi, and he made sure to tell them, the reason I'm not bowing down, not because I have the Torah, it's because I'm a Yid. A Yid doesn't bow down to anyone. I'm fully devoted to the Baruch Hu. Beautiful insight from the Yismach Moshe, Kedusha Slevi. Finally, fifth and final idea. Fifth idea comes from the Divrei Yisrael Mojitz, Perichov Tes, Pasuch of Gimel, talking about the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol. Different things that the Kohanim had to do. V'chikar lechem achas v'chalash lechem shemen achas v'rokik echad misal ha-matzah v'asher lifnei Hashem. They have to bring certain bread and certain oils and all these stuff. Misal ha-matzah v'asher lifnei Hashem. Says the Divrei Yisrael. We know the Rashi tells us, famous Chazal, anytime it says the word matzah, shmartem sa mitzvos, al tikrei as a matzah, ela a mitzvos. Don't read it at the end of the day to be matzos, rather read it as mitzvos. Says it, so you take that Maimer Chazal, and anytime you see the word matzos, read it as mitzvos, so then read that back in our pasuk. Misal ha mitzvos asher lifnei Hashem. Says the Divrei Yisrael, "Kibim seusim nishba shefara v'chikar lechem achas v'chalas lechem shemen achas v'rakik." When a Jew is committed misal hamatzos, which is mitzvos, then you'll be zochet to all the shefa, to the chikar lechem, to the v'chalas, to the shemen, to the rakik echad. When a Jew is committed to living a spiritual life, committed to living a Torah digger life, then you zochet to all the pranas of v'chal tov b'soichel, that everything and everything that all the brachas that come from living a Torah life. Like the Divrei Yisrael actually quoted from last week, that all the Torah that asher cholat asher etein elecha. That all the great things that come from becoming a Torah Jew, all the bracha comes from the Torah. This is exactly a word that we said, Rav Simon liked to say from Michal Mech of Zlachev, that he oimin es hadasa, that he brought up hadasa. Mordechai brings up hadasa in his house. So we see that he oimin the lotion of emuna, but the lotion of amshacha, bring up. Because when a person has emuna, it brings shefa to your life. Says the Rav Yechiel Michal Zlachev, when a person has emunah, you change the reality of your life and you bring shefa to your life. And that's the same thing over here. Misal matzah asher lifnei Hashem. Divrei Yisrael Mojitz saying when a Jew lives a Torah life, you bring down shefa, you bring down bracha for your entire life, not just spiritual bracha but physical bracha, gashmius, for you and your entire family. When a Jew is devoted to the Ribono Shel Olam, not only do you bring down spiritual bracha for yourself, but you bring down gashmius ruchnius for you and for entire family and for all the Klai Yisrael. And I thought that had to do very much with the shefa. When a Jew has emunah and their that also brings down shefa, at least from Yechiv Melchaz Lachos, which is what Purim is all about. Lahinu Ma'isa'ora, it's buying in back to the Ribono Shel Olam, the relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, buying into the Emunah, to be Tachor, buying in to the army once again, to the Ribono Shel Olam. And through that buying in, we rezocha to all the shefa from the Torah and the Emunah from the Ribono Shel Olam. I'll just review these five ideas. Then we said from the Orchaim HaKadosh and the Pachad Yitzchak, from Rechaim Chashav Tetzava is not just Lashon Hashem command, but Tetzavsot is connecting, like Rav Simon said, that every Jew has to connect to that place of Moshe Rabbeinu within themselves. And that's the Chedusha and called the Magen Avram, that Pintali, that no sin could ever touch. And that's what the Pachis says, the Maimar Ches Megillas Esther is to be able to the Megal, the Hester within each and every single one of us, like the Gemara and Brachos Yitzayin Ratzoneinu Asot Tzonuch the Bonoshom, our wills to do your will. And that's exactly why we drink a little bit in order to be able to bring out that Ratzon, to find that Pintali within ourselves. Second idea we said from Orla Shemaim. Orla Shemaim told us, first way, if it's with anava, it's with anivas, then we're zochet to lamor, then we're zochet to the or, then we're zochet to the or of Torah. And I thought that to apply that to the Gemara Megillah, to Zion, like Yudah Ma'isa'ora, or Zu Torah. And the Kedusha Slevi told us, Moshe Kibbe Torah Misina, Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't got it from Hashem. No, he understood the midah of what you have to prerequisite to Torah, is Har Sinai. It was the midah of Anova. The Moshe went to all the mountains, and Har Sinai said, no, why you want to come to me? I'm the smallest one. The Dafka says, Hashem, you're the most humble, Dafka can give it to you. So maybe we could say that's the whole thing. Kimama Kima Moshe Kibbe Kfar, if Purim is the whole reenactment, it's the Kabbalah's of Torah for Torah Shabbat. But we're doing it by Ahava. It's got to be done with anivas. It's got to be done with humility. Beautiful idea from the Lord, the Shema and the Kedusha Levi. The third idea was said from Yitzchak Avorka. And the Sasemis Yitzchak Avorka says, you should come close. What does it mean, come close? It means that you got to be a leader, to be a Jew, to be a Kohen. Means to be able to bring Jews closer, to show love and to show care and concern. And this is the Sasemis says that Haman's main thing was Mefuzah Mefurah, not just physically, but spiritually from each other. And the main thing that Esther told Mordechai before she went in on that life, on the death sentence, she said, Leich Kenos Kol Yehuda, make sure all the Jews are gathering together. Of Achdus, that was the Machlokas, the Trumas Adeshin, and the Manos Halevi. Trumas Adeshin says the reason you have Meshlach Manos is for the people to have food. The Suda Banonos Manos Halevi, Shlom Achabit says it's to be able to increase love, to increase unity amongst Klai Yisrael. Beautiful idea of Yitzhak Yavorka of Sasemes, Manos Halevi. And the fourth idea was said for the Yitzmach Moshe. It's not Moshe and the Kedusha Levi. It's Chosem Kodesh Hashem. When a Jew has Chasima, when you're signed onto the Ribono Shel Olam's team, then Kodesh Hashem, then you'll feel Kodesh Baruch in your life. And that's exactly the Kedusha Levi says in Paragimel. Kedusha Levi said that Mordechai Haman didn't know Mordechai. Of course he knew, but he wanted to tell Haman the reason why he's not bowing down to him is not because he had that exemption paper from Achashverosh, because he was one of Achashverosh's chevra. He wasn't bowing down to him because he was a yid. That he was signed onto the Rebbeinu Shem's team forever and ever. And nothing could ever take him away from that. To be fully committed to the Rebbeinu Shem fully. Finally, the final idea was from the Divrei Yisrael. Divrei Yisrael says, "Misal Hamatzos Hashem Lifnei Hashem." Don't read Hamatzos, rather Eler Hamitzvos. When a Jew has mitzvos in their life, then you're zochet to all the bracha, to all the shemen, and to all the chal and all the gashmis. When a Jew is living their life with a spiritual life, with a Torah digger life, then they're zochet to all the great things, all the shefa. And I thought that to be able to say that idea from Rav Simon likes to say, "V'chol Mechav Zlachev Hahi Oymen Sadasa," that he brought Hadasa, Mordechai brought up Hadasa in his life, in his house. Oymen is a lashon of amuna, but it's a lashon of amshacha. Brings up when a person has amuna, you bring down shefa into your life, you bring down different reality to your life. Living a spiritual life changes your reality. We should be zochah be'ez Hashem. First and foremost, everyone should have a freilichin safe and holy and simcha to gaparim. We should be zochah to feel that pintalir, the inner ratzon, that goodness within each and every single one of us. We should be zochah to the anivas to be able to come to Kabbalah's Torah of Purim. We should be zochah be'ez Hashem to have true avas Yisrael, true achdus, to be committed fully to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and then finally to always feel that shefa and bracha of being a spiritual Torah and Mundika Jew, Be'ez Hashem. Wishing everyone an early good Shabbos, a good Gvald, a good Adar, and an awesome, awesome Purim, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Should we zoch to be all together for in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Be'ez Hashem Shchoch.